Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Fan Evening Show. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And joining us now on the Fan Hotline is our pal Alan Saunders from Steelers Now. What's up, Alan? How are you tonight? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Josh, and I'm doing good. Just getting some last-minute shopping on the docket for this evening. When you cover the NFL, the holidays kind of come at you in waves. You just figure it out as you go along.
Remember the year, Alan, and this was back when I was covering the team pretty regularly. There was a year where I think they played, I want to say Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day or New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
All in one season?
One of those. I think it was Christmas Eve. I think it was Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least you're not having to do that now.
this year's schedule, I mean, has been a lot of road trips here at the end of the year, but I mean, pretty easy ones. Baltimore, yeah. Cleveland, Detroit. I'm not complaining too loudly.
Alan, obviously the big story right now is DK Metcalf and the situation with the fan in Detroit. I'm curious what your reaction was initially to the punishment. Do you feel like the punishment fit the quote-unquote crime, if you will. And I use that term loosely because it sounds like there's maybe legal things going on behind the scenes with this as well, with this fan in Detroit. But did it fit the two-game suspension for what DK Metcalf did? What were your thoughts on that?
First blush, I thought it felt a little bit steep. I was thinking probably more one game. I think there is a line that the NFL needs to strike here, and that they certainly are looking. Look, they can't have this happen, and I think there's been more of it happening lately. More and more stadiums have lowered the barriers to the fans are closer to the field than they used to be. I think as Mike Tomlin said today, I just think in general people have gotten very comfortable saying whatever they want to say, wherever they want to say it. And I feel like these incidents have become more frequent. And I think the NFL is very eager to say this can't happen. On the other hand, I think there's a feeling from the player standpoint that, hey, if a little shove is going to cost me $500,000, I may as well get my money's worth. and you don't want that either, right? I think there is a responsibility of the NFL to make the punishment fit the crime. I wonder how much DK Metcalf's discipline history is a factor in this, because although he's never been suspended before, he has been fined for just about everything you can be fined for over the course of his career, including twice already this season. So I do wonder if his specific history, in addition to the nature of this incident, has gone into the fact that it was two games.
Why not say that, though, if you're the league? Because now the natural thing is looking for other examples of this happening. And there was a situation, I'm sure you've seen it, a couple of years ago in Philadelphia with Shaq Lawson from the Bills, where he essentially does the same exact thing. He comes up and shoves a fan in the first row who was saying some pretty disgusting things towards him. It's almost the exact same situation. Lawson wasn't fined by the NFL. He was fined by the team, but he wasn't fined by the league, and he wasn't suspended at all. So why not come out if you're the NFL because of these past situations, and there's not many of them, obviously, but say, hey, look, you know, this is a repeat offender, if you will, and get out in front of it?
Yeah, I think they usually don't do that kind of thing. I remember DeMonte KZ, when he got suspended for that hit against the Colts, it was something similar, but the league wasn't the ones that told us that. It was Casey who, in explaining what was told to him, told us that they said, yeah, this is because I had been fined for it many times before, that the suspension was, I think he got three games for that, if I remember, two or three games. It was a pretty significant suspension. So I wonder if that's the case. I assume we'll find out eventually, but I'm kind of with you on, if you're the NFL, why not just go ahead and say so?
Yeah, I think, you know, the NHL, I believe, when they have repeat offenders, you know, they're very forthright with explaining exactly why, you know, they put out on video why the player is being punished, if they're a repeat offender, what have you. They're very detailed with it to make sure that there's not these questions that obviously arise with it. So I find it interesting. What about the actual act, you know, itself, Alan? My thought is, you know, we see every team has their own internal security, right? The Steelers have it at the Southside facility. I mean, getting into that place, I said earlier, it's like it's like entering Fort Knox at times, trying to get into that building, from what I remember at least. And they're obviously very tight with security, and NFL stadiums are pretty tight with security nowadays, and rightfully so. There needs to be, right, some sort of security better staffed behind an NFL bench, whether that's people hired by the team specifically, stadium, home team, whatever. It feels like this is a situation that needs to be mitigated first and closed down first by the teams to make sure that fans and players don't interact in this way again.
Yeah, I think it's two things. I mean, there's security. You watch the different video clips, there's a Ford Field security personnel person in a red jacket right there. There's also a uniformed police officer right there. Clearly, you know, nothing was being done by the security to de-escalate the situation, and that should be what those people are there for, whether it's throwing a fan out, whether it's moving them to a different section. You know, that's on them to stop that from happening. I also feel like, and I don't know if this is a policy thing or just a culture thing, but I see it all the time in the NBA where a player will say, we've seen LeBron do it multiple times, that guy right there, you know, he's got to go. Get him out of here. And I can't ever remember that happening in an NFL setting, and I don't think there's really a good reason why it shouldn't be able to.
Yeah, that's a great point. I agree with that. I mean, people, particularly on social media, who hide behind anonymity, they might get angry about that and go after LeBron for doing that. But if somebody's saying disgusting things and insulting things and potentially violent things, I think you just go to the security and say, hey, that guy's got to go. He said this, and boom, it's all over with. Alan, what happens now with Metcalf? Obviously, we're waiting on the appeals process, but assuming that he misses Sunday, and we'll get into the whole resting your starters thing, but let's say that they are full go. Let's say Baltimore wins Saturday night. Where do they turn from a pass game standpoint that has been improving, but obviously a big part of that is DK Metcalf? Who's the quote-unquote next man up in this situation for them?
You know, I'm not sure there is another DK Metcalf available to them. I think one of the good things about Arthur Smith's offense and the way he does things is that there's never anybody that's too big to fail. They spread the ball around a ton, two running backs, They go four deep a wide receiver. They use all four of their tight ends. And so when any one of them are missing, I think it makes it a little bit easier for that unit to deal with their loss because they do so much other stuff. But, I mean, there is not another 235-pound freak of nature wide receiver walking through that door. There's only one of those guys in the world, let alone on any team. There's stuff he can do that nobody else can do that you're just not going to be able to do as an offense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You mentioned Arthur Smith. I thought, you know, obviously things got a little crazy there at the end, but until they got crazy at the end, I was so struck by how well Arthur Smith called that game on Sunday. Did you feel like that was maybe his masterpiece of a performance? I thought everything that they did, I was like, wow, that just worked. It's the right time. It hit perfectly. I mean, I thought everything that they called just seemingly made sense. And I haven't been able to say that a whole lot about Steelers offensive coordinators over the years.
I thought that was really the best they've done all year in terms of all the passing plays, the running, the balance between Gainwell and Warren. I thought has been really awkward at times over the course of this season. I felt like they absolutely nailed it in that game. It just seemed like everything went right. And I think the marriage between Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers has been a really productive one. But I really think over the last few weeks, you've seen, like since that Buffalo game, they've really done a good job of just kind of honing in on the things they do well and figuring out how to get in and out of a stadium on a week-to-week basis. It's not necessarily like the same plan every week. It's been different approaches at times based on what the needs have been. But they've really had a nice couple weeks here on this three-game winning streak.
Looking at the bigger picture with this team right now, I think they're going to make the playoffs. I would be surprised at this point. Maybe not surprised, but pretty close to it if they did not make the playoffs at this point. But looking around the AFC, Alan, curious to get your thoughts. Who are the biggest challengers? Like, give me the top three teams in the AFC that would stand in the way of the Steelers once they get to the postseason.
I think, weirdly, the team that no one should want to play is Buffalo, and it's not because they've been playing so well. It's because they have the thing that nobody else does, which is a quarterback who is really, really talented, who's been there, and who can take a game over in January. Everybody else is like a six-way tie for second. I don't think there's a team out there that is particularly scary at this point. you know, it just doesn't feel like any of these teams are perfect that have even a unit. Like, Denver's defense has generally been pretty good most of this year. Just stunk against Jacksonville, of all teams, you know, and so I think there should be a lot. Like, I understand Steelers fans with some trepidation going into the playoffs with what has been a team that has had an up and down season. But, man, you look around, so is everybody else. There's nobody out there that I don't think the Steelers can beat.
Yeah, it seems like it's a relatively open field. All right, let's get into this aspect of it. Ravens lose Saturday night. Would you play starters? How would you deploy them? And what do you think Mike Tomlin will do if that ends up being the case?
Yeah, so the Steelers will still have something to play for. They can earn the 3 seed instead of the 4 seed. They need the Dolphins to lose out and the Texans to lose 1 of 2. Well, they went out to do that. So, I mean, not a great big percentage or anything, but they do have something to play for, even if Baltimore has already lost. I also think 2 weeks off in a row is probably more than is necessary. I would think that most of the healthy starters will play against Cleveland no matter what. And then we'll see if that Ravens game ends up meaning anything or not at that point. But guys that are banged up that I think could play in this game, like, say, Nick Herbig, whereas, like, if this game is meaningful, I would expect to see him. If it isn't, I would think that he'll find the week off.
Who would you start at quarterback? Let's say they wrap up the division. Would you start Mason Rudolph, or would you get Will Howard a look here somewhere in the next 2 weeks?
I think you at least need to find some time to get Will Howard a look. I would mostly lean on Aaron Rodgers. You know, I've over the years, I've heard different opinions from veteran guys about how much they want to play versus, you know, how they value the time off. Whatever he wants to do, I think the Steelers should be kind of okay with, short of playing every minute. That doesn't seem smart. But if he wants to play a quarter or if he wants to play a half, okay. And then get Howard some time, I think that would be really good. They have some other young players, especially on offense, that haven't really seen the field a lot. Roman Wilson, Caleb Johnson. I think it could be good for the organization to get a look at those guys and give the vets as much rest as they feel like they need.
Alan, obviously you have the Browns coming up. Mike Tomlin today, you were at his press conference. Did he wax poetic about Shedeur Sanders? We know the Steelers, you know, there were many people who thought that Shedeur might be a Steeler, and obviously they passed on him a number of times over. What were Mike Tomlin's thoughts on Shedeur Sanders and the rest of the Browns? Obviously, I'm sure Myles Garrett, a big part of the Tomlin breakdown of the opponent coming up as well.
Yeah, minimal remarks on Shedeur Sanders. Was sort of directly asked about, you know, them evaluating him in the draft, and he just kind of said, yeah, he's not a Steeler, so none of that matters now.
Which is interesting, because Tomlin at times goes out of his way, right, to talk about how they went through the draft process with certain guys. Like, he really talks up guys that they scout heavily, right? That's typically what he does. He refers back to those pre-draft interviews and things like that quite often.
Yeah, I get the sense that the Steelers, obviously they didn't draft him. So clearly the Steelers weren't that high on Shedeur Sanders. And I think he probably is mostly only willing to share those things when they reflect positively on this week's opposition, as opposed to being potential bulletin board material.
Only guys that they wanted, essentially, not necessarily guys that they didn't want after the pre-draft process.
Yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting. And I mean, it's clear they didn't want him. I mean, went all the way to the end of the draft, basically.
What about Myles Garrett? How are they going to handle him? Obviously, you have Dylan Cook over there, who I think has done admirably in his time. He had a fourth-string tackle that's been part of a three-game winning streak now. But Myles Garrett's a different animal. How do they keep Garrett from not wrecking the game with a reserve lineman over there trying to block him?
Well, I don't know if you can. I mean, it does. Like Tomlin was saying, Trent Williams gets help with Myles Garrett. It doesn't matter. You have to help, but it hasn't mattered. I mean, the guy has 20 sacks in the season, 22 coming in. Everybody has had the same idea to not let Myles Garrett take over the game, and almost no one has been successful. I think a big part of it is not getting into obvious passing situations. I think that's the real killer. You can't spend a lot of time in third and long against these Browns. What I'm really interested in, we talked about what happens if the starters don't play, is like, how far out of their way will the Steelers go to keep Myles Garrett from getting the record if this game doesn't matter to them?
I'd run it every single play.
What I really want to see is the Ravens lose, the Steelers have the division, and Connor Hayward's going to run the triple option all game just so there can't possibly be a sack for Myles Garrett. I want that level of pettiness, and I kind of am very interested to see what would happen in that situation.
Can I interest you in a Mason Rudolph v. Myles Garrett going for the record game?
I don't like that for Mason Rudolph's health and safety. I don't think that's a very good plan for him. As a watcher of the NFL, that would be wonderful cinema.
Well, he just needs to keep his helmet on if that does end up being the case. Alan, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Enjoy your Christmas, and look forward to chatting again soon. Thanks, buddy.
Sounds good. Thanks, Josh.
All right. That is Alan Saunders of Steelers Now. I would take that. I mean, Steelers wrap up the North, and I think here's my thought on the starters resting is this. There's a couple of elements to it, and we'll get more into it in the back half of the hour, but I'm worried about resting guys for two straight weeks. And I know you run the risk of injury, but you also run the risk of rust. That's not easy to say, and I just knocked it out. You run the risk of rust. You do run the risk of your guys getting rusty. And that concerns me. However, I do really want to see Will Howard play a football game. My thought would be maybe you give Aaron Rodgers, you treat it almost like a preseason game, where you give maybe Aaron Rodgers a couple of drives, he warms up, he goes through the motions, throws a couple of passes, maybe out of shotgun, boom, get the ball out of your hands, all right. Maybe he plays the first quarter. Then maybe you give Mason a quarter, and then maybe you give Will Howard the second half. The odd thing here is, how do you pass Mason up on the depth chart and justify it? Now, this guy's been sitting, backing up all year. He came in and played one game for you against the Bears. How do you then say, hey, Mace, thanks, but we're going to let the guy behind you jump in front of you? I mean, it certainly wouldn't be the first time that Mason Rudolph has been on the short end of a stick here with the Steelers. So I understand that. But that would be odd to explain, of course, to Mason Rudolph. But ultimately, I think you have to do what's best for the long-term future of the team and the short-term future of the team. Short-term, you don't want guys to get hurt. You rest any guy that might be banged up. You start right there. Any guy who's banged up, he just doesn't play. Then after that, it's, all right, who are the valuable guys that we absolutely cannot lose? Maybe they don't play. Cam Hayward. You don't think Cam Hayward might benefit from a couple of games off right now? I think he would. Couple other guys that have been dealing with some things, maybe even Derek Harmon, who's been so crucial to what they have done in the run defense, turning their season around. I mean, I think Derek Harmon, we talk a lot about Kenny Gainwell, and rightfully so, he might end up being the Steelers MVP this year, given all he's been able and asked to do. But their season has changed with Harmon getting healthy. So I would maybe consider keeping him ready to go for the playoffs, making sure he doesn't get injured. There's a couple other guys that you throw in there as well. Hey, maybe we let this guy heal up a little bit. Maybe Gainwell gets a game off in here as well. But I don't want to see a guy get hurt, but I also don't want to see 2 weeks of rust accumulate on these bodies as well. It's a delicate dance if you're Mike Tomlin right now, and you're not there yet. You don't know until Saturday night. I think there's another element to this as well, where if the Ravens lose Saturday night, perhaps you prepare all week as if your starters are going to have to play, and then you do play your starters at least for a little bit in this Browns game, and then the following week, and that would include Mason Rudolph, who would maybe come in for Aaron Rodgers, and then the following week, when you have things wrapped up in the game truly means nothing, which I think it probably won't mean. I know Allen said that they're, you know, they could still move from the 4 to the 3. They need a lot of things to happen. They need good teams to lose to bad teams, and multiple good teams to lose to multiple bad teams for that to happen, for them to move to from 4 to 3. And I don't know if moving from 4 to 3 is all that worthwhile, because right now, as the 4, they're matched up currently. The projection is the Chargers. The 3 would have them matched up currently with the Bills. Who would you rather play? So I don't know that there's that much incentive, other than the fact that you will then have to, if you win and you're the highest remaining seed as the 4, you will have to go play the number 1 seed who's had a bye on the road. That would be the only advantage of it. Instead of going to the 2 seed, you would be going to the 1 seed if you win. I think there's bigger things on the priority list ahead of that for these Pittsburgh Steelers. Curious to get your thoughts, 412-928-9370. How would you approach, Joel?
Sorry, I've just seen that DK Metcalf's his 2-game suspension has been upheld.
Really?
After appeal. Yep.
Really? Joel was waving me down like I was landing a plane.
Like just 30 seconds ago, just seen this.
Jonathan Jones and several others reporting this right now. He is suspended for the rest of the regular season. The suspension has been upheld. All right, we'll get back into this. 412-928-9370 if you want to jump in. We'll also keep that conversation open about the potential of resting starters going forward as well, and how you would run this from a strategy standpoint. This is really interesting. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. DK Metcalf, if you just tuned in, suspension upheld. We'll talk more about that on the other side. You can listen to the Fan Evening Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Fan Evening Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.